With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Palestinian's prime minister says the international pressure on the Palestinian Authority to overhaul its leadership and step up reforms are a distraction from the need for a political horizon to lay the basis for peace after the Gaza war. Mohammed Shtayyeh says the U.S. has been calling for a two-state solution for decades.
They again repeat and repeat the same thing, that United States is for two states. Now that United States has talked the talk, we want Washington to walk the walk.
Shtayyeh adds the current war between Israel and Hamas is causing widespread suffering and death.
Those who have not been killed by Israeli bombardment, they have been starving to death. And those who have not been killed either way, they have been dying because of their wounds.
Shtayyeh called for international intervention to end the decades-long conflict, saying the United States, the country with the most regional clout, has so far failed to use its influence effectively. Also at SRNNews.com, the Michigan Court of Appeals will not stop former President Trump from appearing on the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot, the court turning aside challenges from critics who argue Mr. Trump's role in the 2021 riot at the Capitol disqualifies him. A new poll shows supporters of the former president like the fact that he's less likely than other candidates to compromise.
63% of Trump supporters responding to a Pew Research Center poll said they like the fact Trump prefers to fight rather than compromise. Supporters of former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley support compromise the most, 72%. Just over half of those who support Florida Governor Ron DeSantis prefer compromise. Nationwide primary polls give Trump a 51-point edge over both Haley and DeSantis, each enjoying about 11% support. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. What if everybody came to church?
Polls show people in England are turning away from religion, but organizers have had to call off a series of Christmas carol services in suburban London because too many people showed up. Officials at St. Peter's Church of Bethnal Green hope they might get a few hundred folks at an outdoor Christmas market, but they got 7,000, so many that the police said it was dangerous. They had to break it up. Church leaders were still glad to see so many people show an interest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arizona Supreme Court considering whether a pre-statehood ban on nearly all abortions is limited or has been made moot by other statutes enacted over the past 50 years. The justices are reviewing a lower court decision. Doctors couldn't be charged for performing the procedure in the first 15 weeks of pregnancy because other Arizona laws over the years have allowed them to provide abortions. A ruling is expected sometime early next year. This is SRN News. The first major hearing in the case against a group of Republicans facing election-related charges got underway Wednesday as the preliminary examinations for the first of Michigan's fake electors began. During testimony, Assistant Attorney General Adonna Logan questioned Michigan GOP Chair Laura Cox about an alternate electors document.
As part of your plan, the electors would not have been able to vote unless there was a triggering event, correct?
Yeah.
Is that why you had the alternative language in your document, which is People's Exhibit 8?
Yeah.
The group has been charged over a scheme to falsely give Michigan's electoral votes to former President Trump instead of President Biden in 2020, despite Mr. Biden's victory in Michigan by about 154,000 votes. You can always check out more details by logging on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.